If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 13 of Outspoken. Originally, I was thinking, you know, episode 13, we should do something spooky, which would be pretty fun, right? Like a little scary episode about some scary shit, but I didn't go in that direction today. But let me know if you would like some scary commentary. I mean, to be fair, today can be a little bit scary. I've got a lot of talk today. Oh yeah, I want to let all of you know, if you haven't known already, you know, I have merch out. It is a shirt. It is like a retro shirt. There's actually two of them. There's two different pieces of merchandise. If any of you want to check out my merchandise, haven't heard about it yet, you can go to samcollinsshop.com. I'm selling merch there. It's out right now. It's out as we're speaking. So, and it looks pretty cool. It's like, it's got a retro look to one of them. And the other one, I don't really know how to explain it. You'll just have to go see it for yourself. But hey, everyone, hope your day or night, morning, whatever is going good. My morning was great. I had the worst allergies in the world and I still have them. So my apologies. On today's agenda, we just have a lot of potato talk. And yeah, you heard me correctly. Potato talk. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head talk. We don't, you know, no pillow talk today. No TikTok today. Potato talk. Have I emphasized it enough? Are you over it yet? Okay, yeah. There's three videos here. I'll play the little audios for you. But people are mad over a potato head. And there are a couple of channels that are super funny. I've gone over them before. One of them is Classically Abby. Another one is this set of conservative twins. That's literally their username. And they just have some stuff to say about Mr. Potato Head. And if you don't know, you don't know what's going on. What do you mean, Sam? What, Mr. Potato Head? What's going on with Mr. Potato Head? It's a children's toy. This is really what the podcast is going to be about. Yes, it is. But then after Potato Head talk, there is the conservative twins sell merchandise, and it's really all the stuff on the shirts just say really bad things, and I needed to share them with you because they are like, if you saw somebody wearing this, you would fall on the floor. And just, you would laugh for the longest. You would laugh for like a long 5 minutes. That's how bad these shirts are. But yeah, this is going to be a really good episode. I'm so excited about this one, genuinely. And then at the end, we have LGBT stories as always. But without further ado, let's see what the whole potato head thing is. I never thought that day would come where I would be 25, running a podcast, and talking about the gender roles of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Hasbro, we all know the toy company, right? They make Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. And they decided to be a little bit more inclusive recently. So I opened up this article, and I can read it verbatim for you here, so you get a better understanding. So Hasbro created confusion on Thursday when it announced that it would... Oop, an ad came up. It would drop the Mr. from the brand's name in order to be more inclusive so all could feel welcome in the Potato Head world. It also said it would sell a new playset this fall without the Mr. and Mrs. designations that will let kids create their own type of potato families, including two moms or two dads. Alright, so it's a little more inclusive. They're catching up to date with society today. Because the gay and trans are taking over, like we have discussed many times. We're taking over the world. Soon, everyone will be in the palm of our hands. You just wait. If you're not one of us yet, and you're listening to this podcast, and you're straight, watch out. But in a tweet later that afternoon, Hasbro clarified that while the brand is changing, the actual Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will still live on and be sold in stores. In a picture posted on the Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. names are less prominently displayed at the bottom of the box instead of the top. So naturally, this made people very angry. Very, very angry. And guess who it made angry? I don't even gotta say it to you. But Hasbro had to go and tweet because people were so angry. So they said, hold that tot. Your main spud, Mr. Potato Head, isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that the Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Okay? Are you confused? Sounds confusing. They aren't getting rid of Mr. and Mrs. They're just having another option that isn't Mr. or Mrs. Because what happens if you have two moms or two dads or one dad? Or you don't even have moms and dads. And you want to create, and you're a kid and you want to create your little Potato Head family and you can't do it. Right? That's all they're doing. Because in society, like I said, you know, it's more inclusive today and it's more accepting. So that's what they're doing with the fucking Potato Heads. But some people are pissed. Here's a tweet by these people replied to Hasbro's Twitter and tweeted them and said, you don't have to do this. It's an extra toy. It's an extra set to the Potato Head collection. What do you mean they don't have to do this? They can do what they want. If anything, it's good for marketing, right now, especially. This guy said, funny how people are freaking out over a toy that has always encouraged removing and swapping body parts. He's got a point. They're mad. You could literally buy the Mr. Potato Head and then change it into a woman if you wanted to. Somebody else said, should have never changed it to begin with. Hopefully my grandkids won't ever see this woke nonsense for potatoes. Oh yeah, and this guy's username is Truth Teller.
You're really telling the truth there. Yeah, I hope your grandkids don't see this woke nonsense.
Then we've got another person replying, great job, Hasbro. Hold the line. Don't cave to these fools. And then somebody replied to that tweet and said, thank God for the brave internet soldiers who gave their life to defend potato genders in a children's toy. It's a good one, right? All right, so now that we know, now that we have the history of the potatoes, we're going to check out our good old friend, Classically Abby, Ben Shapiro's sister, who runs her YouTube channel. And we're going to see what she has to say about the potatoes.
Next up, let's talk about Hasbro. So Hasbro on Twitter announced that Mr. Potato Head was now going gender neutral, and he would now be known as Potato Head. Why? Who needs that? I don't understand. We have a Mr. Potato Head, we have a Mrs. Potato Head. Now we just have Potato Head? And Mrs. Potato Head? Like, what's happening to Mrs. Potato Head? What happened to her?
This woman does not do an ounce of research. Like, we read that article, right, for like 2 minutes, and we learned everything about it. I swear these people who run these channels, like her, just, they read one sentence of one thing, and then they run with that. Everyone who I've made a video on doesn't know how to do research. I honestly don't know how these people got through school without learning how to do proper research. It's, you gotta look it up for more than 5 seconds, Abby, okay?
I think that the idea that we need to make a toy be politically correct is so ridiculous.
Politically correct? Why is this about politics? It's about being inclusive of families that don't have a mom and a dad. It's nothing about politics. Okay.
And so virtue signaling that I can't take it seriously. I mean, honestly, he's a potato. The idea that we're trying to make a Mr. Potato Head doll into a gender neutral hero is just Hasbro's way of trying to get in the news.
You know, I've actually never seen her so passionate about something. I can actually like sense the anger in her. If you could see her face, like I don't think I've ever seen this much emotion from her. Normally she's like really, really happy, even when she's being rude. But I don't see it here. She flipped a switch. She's sick of our shit.
And I tweeted about this and I said, Hasbro has also announced that they're giving themselves a gender neutral new name. Has.
Oh my God, you fucking own them, Abby Shapiro. And she had to watching the video here, she had to make sure she put the amount of likes that she got in that tweet. You have to really go out of a way to like show the amount of likes in a screenshot of a tweet, because there's like a bunch of extra information. But she had to make sure, because it has like 2,300 likes. And it's just... She thinks she on them. That shit is so funny.
Because if you're going to take away Mr. Potato Head's gender, you might as well get rid of the word bro from your name. I also wanted to chat about going to afternoon tea with my girlfriends this past weekend.
What the fuck? That was such a swap. What? She was so passionate about her potato talk, and she's like, anyways, I wanted to talk about going out with tea with my girlfriends. What? Wait, I actually want to hear what she has to say about her tea time with her girls.
And it was amazing. It was so classic. Honestly, it was one of the more classic things I've done lately, and I'm very happy I got the opportunity to do it. I don't know if this is something that's available in a lot of different hotels, so definitely look it up and see if maybe in your area there are hotels that do afternoon tea, because it's so nice and it makes you feel like such a lady. You have to put on a nice dress and you're drinking beautiful tea out of fine china. There was a woman there who was playing the harp, and it was a really special experience.
What? I think we should all call up like our local hotels and be like, do you guys have the afternoon tea service? I want to get dressed up and go have tea. I'm sorry. Hey, if that's your thing, if you like to get dressed up and go have afternoon tea at the hotel, hey, that's good for you. That's cool, dude. Honestly, kind of sounds like a fun time. It actually does. Does it? I'll drink coffee in the afternoon. Unless I'm in the UK, then I'll have a beautiful afternoon tea. Sorry, I strayed from the point there a little bit. So that was her little potato rant. And I was just taking a look through her channel for some good laughs. And I also wanted to show you guys this one. It's a quick one as well. But she said, where is it? Where's the video? A company canceled my sponsorship because I'm conservative. Now, I want to show you some other stuff by conservatives after this video, so I figured it kind of blends in well, right?
So I had a sponsorship. I had a sponsorship lined up for 6 months. I did one video and I sent it to them. They reviewed it. They said it all looked fine. I went ahead and posted it. And a few people wrote that company, said they didn't agree with the content that I had posted, and the company pulled the sponsorship.
Okay. So first of all, genuinely, that is unfair, because if you are a company and you're going to sponsor somebody, you should know who is promoting your product. Like, if somebody didn't want me promoting the product because of X, Y, and Z, you know, you think they should know that before just giving you a contract to sign and making you promote the product and do the whole thing. So that's super irritating. That's all right. I'll agree with her on that. But if you go to her account, right, and you literally you can literally look at two video titles and you will know the type of content that she posts. So for example, some of her most popular titles are literally "Why You Should Dress Modestly." Another one is "Why I Came Out as Conservative." Another one is "If You Care About Women, Be Pro-Life." Another one is "Why We Should Not Just Believe All Women." Another one is "Men Wearing Dresses Is Trash," and so on. So to be fair, the company should research her channel before making her do an entire video. It's not easy to do sponsorship. Sometimes it takes time. And I can't believe I'm defending Abby Shapiro here, but this is the only second that I'm going to do that. But yeah, if you don't do your proper research, you could be having a Nazi promote your stuff.
So it seems like conservatives are being actively discriminated against, and Amanda Ensing is not alone. So yes, you should boycott Sephora. No, we should not stand for this kind of treatment. No, conservatives should not be discriminated against for their beliefs. And if you believe something on the other side, you shouldn't be discriminated against either.
So basically what Abby is saying is that they shouldn't be discriminated against for being conservatives. But that's funny, because I thought it was you people who were the ones saying that companies have a right to push away gay customers. Do you all remember that? In this situation, there was a Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for the same-sex couple. Okay? And then it created a whole outburst everywhere on the internet, and people were like, well, that's their beliefs, and if they want to turn away the gay people or whatever people types of cakes, that's their business. They can turn them away because that's how they feel. So wasn't it you guys who were saying that? But now when a company does it to you, it's not okay and it's discrimination. But when they do it to a gay person, even a minority, it's fine. I mean, I appreciate your support, Abby, in saying others shouldn't be discriminated against for their views either. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it was you and your side making fun of that whole entire situation back then. And I think companies definitely do have a right to choose who promotes their stuff or not. You might not want a homophobic person promoting their product. They can do that. It's their choice. They don't want their brand to look bad. It's called being professional and making money. It's ultimately all about money. So they're not going to have anything that's going to hinder their ability to sell a product. Therefore, they do not want to have a homophobic person or whatever controversial idea that you have promoting their product. But they should do further research.
As creators, conservatives are losing money for being conservative and being openly conservative because people on the left will contact those companies and tell them not to give us money. So we are losing our income because of our views. And it is disgusting, it's awful, and it's happening.
Of course. It's so funny because I can definitely see all you Twitter users out there, you political, like, left Twitter users who go to the companies and write a formal email. That shit is hilarious to me. I don't know why. Is that mean to do? I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Right now, in front of our eyes, it's happened to me. It happened to Amanda Ensing. So this isn't just a one-off situation that happened with her. It happened to me. So this is something that is happening to all of us.
She said this is happening to all of us. It just happened to one girl and you. That me, the listener, knows because I'm watching your video. So it's only two creators. And one of them, I don't even know the full story. There's probably more to it. So, yes, and then she goes on to talk about some other stuff. But that, I don't know, it was just funny. Like, if you are getting denied sponsorships for your views, you should definitely rethink them. I mean, that can't be a good thing. I can't see a company really rejecting somebody who is open-minded like me, unless they were catering to a specific audience. I want to show you this. I know I'm talking a lot about conservatives, but this shit is funny, dude. This, I was just watching Abby Shapiro, and this came up in the recommended. And it is this video called Hasbro Cancels Mr. Potato Head, and it's by these YouTubers, and they're literally called Conservative Twins. You know, nothing better than seeing a pair of conservative twins. So they're mad about Mr. Potato Head. So let me introduce you to them real quick, because I gotta make fun of their merchandise. Their merchandise is off the rails hilarious. You are gonna have the best laugh of your life in just like 5 to 10 minutes. If you're trying to fall asleep, I am so sorry.
I didn't even know they still existed. Man, who the hell plays with a damn Mr. Potato Head?
Well, I think like...
Man, even a 2-year-old kid knows it's whack.
Well, it's for ages 3 and up. And they came out and said they was going to drop the Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
So to make the gay empire.
The gay empire?
Yeah, that's what you should call them. The gay empire.
The gay communists.
They should make...
Yeah, the gay communists are taking over Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Newsflash, they aren't dropping the Mr. and the Mrs.
To make... the LGBTQ, aka the gay empire, more, they want something about inclusive.
What's that? Hold on, let me see what they say.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they want to be more included until
inclusive, not
yeah,
included.
Inclusive, man.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. These two have almost 2 million subs, and they kind of suck at this. Those 40 seconds. That I just listened to show you. Hey, it's one episode, can't bash it. You know, my videos aren't always perfect, but it's just the delivery is very poor. Who is subscribing to these people? Like that, oh, that's a good point. Let me hear that again.
What the, hold on, let me see what they say.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they want to be more included until...
Inclusive, not
yeah,
included.
Inclusive, man.
Ah, ha, ha, yeah, dude, I agree with that. fully, man. Speak your fucking mind, bro.
I mean, what's wrong with being a man and a woman? What's the big deal?
Well, you're offending people who can't decide which team they're on.
That's their problem. That's not my problem. That's not my fault. I know what I am.
And plus that, when you use the word Mr. and Mrs., it insinuates there's only two genders. That really pisses them off.
Oh, that's right. It's like 247 genders now, right?
I think it's more than that now.
Just the belittling language. In my opinion, here I'll go on my snowflake rant, but in my opinion, referring to the LGBT community as them, like, that pisses them off. Them, those people, those weirdos who don't know what's in between their legs.
Gender is based on science, right?
Yeah, it's based on what's hanging between your legs. If you got something hanging, you more likely you a man. You ain't got nothing hanging there, likely you're a female.
Yeah, if you just got a gash.
You know, not for nothing, and the snowflake is going to come out again in me, all right? And I picked up on this because originally I was going to make a video about this whole topic, but it's a little bit too, I feel like people, it's just a topic. But notice how he says if you've got something hanging there, you're a man. If you don't, you're a female. Why couldn't he just say you're a woman? Why did he have to call her a female? And I'm losing my voice because God doesn't want me talking about this. The spirits above are telling me to shut the hell up. But it's just a little thing that I noticed, right? Right? I've heard it from a lot of women. All right, they don't like to be called female. Okay, that's what I heard based off of my social experiment on Twitter. But right? Why couldn't he say if you've got this between your legs, you're a male. If you've got this between your legs, you're a female. Or man and woman. Why did you say man and then female? It's almost like you're reducing them down to what's between their legs, right? Interesting. That's very interesting. Anyways.
They just want to play.
They just want to put some eyes, a mustache, some eyeballs. That's all they want to do is make the...
You think the kid, 2-3-year-old kid's going to pick up, where's the trans potato at?
My favorite part about how uneducated these people are and then spreading that misinformation to... almost 300,000, or actually above 300,000 people, is that the Potato Head isn't transgender. They always take information and twist it in a way that goes against, like, trans people or whatever people. You know what I'm saying? It was just a more inclusive potato, okay? It's not a transgender potato. If anything, it was more to make families that are not exclusively one mom and one dad. That's what I read when I researched the topic.
They don't even know what gender is. They just want to play.
Yeah. What does it really mean anything to take away the Mr. or the Mrs.?
You can already make whatever the hell you want.
So this just invalidates their arguments because they said kids just want to play and don't understand gender, yet they're mad that the potato, the Mr. and Mrs. is being taken away, quote unquote, which it's not. You've just invalidated your own argument. You just contradicted yourself because... kids just want to play. They don't care about the gender. All right. So let it have no gender then. How does that make you feel? Well, I have no gender. This is the type of people they are. And I was just doing my digging. I don't know why I dig so much. It's because I know I find some gold. So I clicked on their merchandise website. And I was like, they've got to have some bad merch. These are bad takes. They're going to have bad merch. And well, guess what I found? I've got to read you what these shirts say, okay? If you can't see this, just envision it. It's some shitty font with some shitty design, and it says some shitty thing on it, all right? Get ready. You got to close your eyes and envision this shit, all right? Their first shirt here, make athletes men again. What the fuck does that mean? They just thought of, like, they were drunk one night and they thought that was a good idea and they just slapped it on a shirt with, like, with American stars on it. Very creative, boys. This one's a great one, okay? Now, there are 5 different bullet sizes on the shirt. It's, like, 9mm, .22, .380. I don't know what any of that means, but it's sizes of bullets, I guess. I'm assuming. And on each line with each bullet, it says, all faster than dialing 911. So the point of the shirt is, like, the bullets are faster than 911. What does that mean? Pull out your gun if you're in a crisis. If you just got in a car crash, you know what's faster than 911? Hold on, I have an idea. Let me pull out my pistol. This will solve all our problems. Then what? Oh, I just fell down a whole set of stairs and broke my legs. I got it. At least I got my pistol because it's faster than dialing 911. Like, what are you, that is such an, dude, that is such an awful shirt. The next one, we've got the most manly shirt in the world, boys. Are you ready? All the boys gotta buy this shit. All right. Guns, whiskey, steak, and freedom. Hell yeah, dude. You gotta throw the meat in there because that has to do with being a man. And it's always specifically steak. Like, if this said pork or chicken or, like, salmon, it just wouldn't make sense, right? Because those are not manly things to eat. A piece of salmon is not a manly thing to eat. So we've got to make sure it's steak. We've got another shirt. And it says, straight conservative Christian. How else may I offend you today? Ooh, better watch out. Imagine you saw somebody wearing this shirt. I think I would cry. I would cry laughing. It's not being straight conservative or Christian that makes you offensive. It's hating communities of people that makes you offensive. It's none of the other things. All that's cool. Another shirt we got. Apparently, I piss off snowflakes. Who knew? Ugh. Ew. People who use the word snowflake just unironically. I use it as a joke because I think it's hilarious, but they actually mean it when they say it. Like, oh, you're such a snowflake. Ew. We've got a Halloween shirt here. I was going to be a liberal for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Ah, that's a good one. I was going to be Trump for Halloween, but I couldn't fit my clown suit. So that's a good one too, right? And to wrap it all up with this last shirt, get a load of this one. We call it the Chinese virus because it comes from China. You know what's really, really funny about this is, one, it's just shitty. Like, I personally think that is a shitty thing to wear. The fucking hilarious thing about this is, you know, these people love Chinese food too. They go to the Chinese restaurant and give a Chinese place their business, and they love that shit too. So stop wearing this shirt. There is just something so malicious about calling it the Chinese virus, and people go out of their way to call it that when it has a name, like, because it's a virus. You know how, like, the flu has the name the flu? Yeah, influenza. This one is called corona. You know all the other diseases that are everywhere else? A lot of them aren't named from the countries that they're from. Are any diseases named from the country they're from? There's a specific disease here. And it is actually called the American disease. The American virus, sorry. And it's when people are very, very stupid, because a lot of people in the USA are very dumb. So there is a disease going around. We got to start calling it the American virus, dude. Those are the shirts I wanted to show you. And the pictures of the people promoting them are even funnier. I might do a video on that because it is hilarious. The people take pictures in these shirts, you know, when you review, like, a shirt from a store and you post it, and they all look exactly the same. And they all also look like they are going to kill you. There was this one man who literally looks like he would kill me. So that's the type of people wearing this merch. I don't know why I said mom. Didn't mean to say that. I meant to say Now I'm going to read you these LGBT stories so we can end the night with a little bit of positivity. All right, friends, or laughs, I guess. All right. So my name is blank and I'm a lesbian. I was completely out everywhere but at home. I had an essay about my core beliefs in English class, and if I got an A, it would bring my grade up. So I decided to guilt trip my teacher. I wrote about how everyone is deserving of love, and how I felt very unloved while I was closeted to all of my friends, and then telling them turned my whole life around. I turned it in and got the A that I was going for. I completely forgot my parents could see my essay because I submitted it on Canvas. Side note, Sam, me, I don't know what Canvas is. I guess it's a thing where you submit stuff online. Right, is that what we all picked up? I didn't want you guys to get lost because I got lost at first. They read the whole thing and confronted me the next morning. They were kind of accepting, but it was like, it's okay if you're gay, as long as you act straight, kind of thing. But yeah, that's my coming out story. That was a really hilarious one. I really like the guilt tripping into giving you an A. It's very easy to write a paper when it's something like that. I think I did that once, and it had to be about anxiety or some shit, but hey, if you got to get that A, might as well do it. Then you accidentally out yourself. That's an interesting coming out story, though. Thank you for your submission. One day, my sister, who is 23 at the time, came over with her boyfriend to visit my parents and I. She's a centrist and her boyfriend is a conservative. She comes into my room and we have some political discussions, but nothing very important. She looks me dead in the eyes and says, I know you might be offended because of like social media and stuff, but I think being transgender is a mental illness. Keep in mind, I'm not out yet. I clearly explain how it's not a choice and just how outdated that statement is. I then ask her why she holds this opinion, and she says because of Ben Shapiro. Her boyfriend loves Ben Shapiro. She goes on to say how a lot of kids are getting surgery at 7 or some shit, and they all end up regretting it. She asks me for my computer so she can show me a YouTube video that has a news headline covering this issue. I kid you not, all of my YouTube searches were stuff like how to look more masculine, FTM trends, or how to buy a binder without your parents knowing. So I just tell her that my YouTube searches are private. So I pull up an incognito tab, and she searches for the video on YouTube and fails to find it. By this time, my parents are done their long conversation with my sister's boyfriend, and he decides it's time to head home. Now, the story's not over yet, okay? This person didn't get outed. I think about a month later, I came out to my parents. My mom tells my sister over the phone, although she is aware of my sister's opinion on trans people. A month or so has passed by, and my parents are settling in with he/him pronouns and my new name. My sister invites us over to her house, and we accept the invitation. It was boring, and my parents messed up my pronouns a few times, but at least the food was good. When it was all over, my sister walked us to our car. I asked her if she thought I had a mental illness. She looked over to me and responded with, "Well, yes, trans people have an illness, but not you." And that is the end of this beautiful story. So when I thought of this conclusion of the story, I was thinking, like, does she not think that you are trans? Like, she just is in denial and doesn't think that you're actually trans. That could be a possibility. Or you get the pass because she knows you, right? Because she's your sister. So that was a very interesting story. It's so irritating to hear people say that kids are getting surgery at 7 because it's just not happening. It's the most irritating thing. And if somebody watches Ben Shapiro and takes him literally, just know that you will always be smarter than that person. Always. So, yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that episode. If any of you want to submit a story, funny, sad, happy, any type of story, doesn't have to be coming out. It can be any crazy experience you've had as an LGBT person or not. You might just have a crazy story that you want to share with me. You can submit it to outspokensam@gmail.com. All right. So hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next Wednesday with a new one. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. All right. I'm going to go now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, everybody.